Now, we all like to unwind a bit, and why not go to a play or something like that? Well, if you're severely sight impaired, then it can be a bit daunting to go and see a play because you miss so much of the visuals. But that's where audio description comes in. And I'm joined now by Toby Davey from Vocalise, who arrange audio description for all sorts of things, don't you?
Indeed we do, Simon. Yes, all sorts of plays, productions, audio description in museums and galleries as well. Yes, a lot of things.
So today, Toby's going to tell us about some upcoming productions. We've got a nice mixture. We've got some music. We've got we've got a ballet. We've got some drama, and we've got some comedy for you coming up. So we start off with the Northern Ballet.
Yes, and this is The Little Mermaid at Leicester Curve Theatre on Saturday, the 5th of May at 2:30 p.m. There will be a dance workshop and touch tour from 12 noon. Tickets are from £12 to £35, and the box office is 0116 242 3595. Immerse yourself in a mystical underwater world. A young mermaid is given her first glimpse at life beyond the ocean, and she is enthralled by what she sees. After falling in love with a man, she will do anything she can to live a human life. And Northern Ballet will reimagine this classic Hans Christian Andersen fairy tale and take you on a journey beyond the waves. It's an amazing production, and there's, I won't give too much away, but there is a storm scene in the production, and it's quite incredible how Northern Ballet put that storm scene on stage, and the wind and the waves, yeah, and how the actual mermaids move. It's beautiful, very beautiful, a really, really lovely production.
And with the audio description, I presume, brings a lot of that out even more.
Definitely so. The audio description will describe everything that's happening. And if you, as we said before, if you get the opportunity to go to the workshop and touch tour, you might have a chance to actually meet some of the dancers and go through some of the steps as well.
I've got so much time for audio describers and captioners, because I think so much concentration and work has to go in preparing before you even attempt to actually audio describe the production.
Yeah, it's amazing how many people I speak to about audio description, and they say sort of, how much work does a describer do? And they probably spend a good week's worth of their life writing the audio description script, you know, sort of working on it, redoing it, doing a dry run and everything else. They work very hard, our describers.
Well, it'd be a shame not to avail ourselves of their good work. And we move on to The Moderate Soprano.
Yes, and this is at the Duke of York's Theatre in London on Tuesday the 15th of May at 7:30 p.m. It's a touch tour at 6 p.m. Tickets are £22.66, and the box office is 020-7565-4685. This is David Hare's play about the story, well, it's more about a love story at the heart of the founding of Glyndebourne Opera. And it transferred from a sellout run at the Hampstead Theatre in London into the West End. And it's a story of John Christie and his formidable vision, born out of the adoration of the beautiful soprano Audrey Mildmay, and his passion for opera, which became obviously, you know, sort of Glyndebourne itself. And it's a really nice, sort of lovely, sort of true love story. And it's set against the impending Second World War, because the story of Glyndebourne was sort of born out of his love affair for opera and the soprano, and it was just before the Second World War. And David Hare is a brilliant playwright. So, yeah, it's a really, really good one.
I'm seeing a thread here. I mean, you old romantic.
And it's got some great characters. We've got Roger Allam and Nancy Carroll, who are leading, you know, play the lead roles in this production. So, yeah, some good actors there as well.
Right, now, having said that about romance, we're moving on to one now, which I don't think we could call it romantic. Could it be Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde?
No romance here, I doubt. But this is at Darlington Hippodrome, and there are two audio described performances, one on Friday, the 18th of May at 7:30 p.m., and also on Saturday, the 19th of May at 2:30 p.m. Tickets from £19 to £22. I believe concessions are available. And the box office is 01325 405 405. And this is an adaptation of the Robert Louis Stevenson's classic gothic thriller, which stars Phil Daniels as Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And during one of his experiments, trying to separate good from evil, Dr. Jekyll unleashes an alternative personality of pure evil, Mr. Hyde. As this figure starts to terrify foggy London, Mr. Jekyll has to race to find a cure for his alter ego. Brilliant story. And Phil Daniels, I don't know whether people remember Phil Daniels from Quadrophenia. I don't know if people sort of go back, and he's, I think he played a character in EastEnders as well. He's a very good actor. I've seen him in a few things on stage, and he's a pretty good actor. Yeah, and people might know him from the Blur Park Life song. Anyway,
well, that's the thing, though. It's somebody that I know I've grown up with. I'm a bit older than you, but yeah, it's funny because I haven't heard anything much of Phil Daniels in a while, and it'd be interesting to see him in a period piece like this.
And also, you know, sort of having to play two sort of different characters as well, and how they change, how Jekyll changes to Hyde, and how he does that on stage, you know, it would be great to go and see.
Righty-ho. We'll finish off with a comedy. Now, this is The Play That Goes Wrong.
Yes, and there's an audio-described performance at Whole New Theatre on Friday the 25th of May at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are from £21, and the box office is 01482 300 306. This is being described as 40 Towers meets Noises Off in this this award-winning comedy, multi-award-winning comedy, I should say. And it's about the Cornley Polytechnic Theatre Company, who are putting on a 1920s murder mystery. But as the title suggests, everything that can go wrong does. As the accident-prone amateur fests battle on to their final curtain call, you know, everything does go wrong that can, and it's full of hilarity, such funny things that go on. It's real, yeah, it's so funny. I've seen it actually twice, and it is very funny. It's very slapstick, but you know, it's a really good show, and it has, you know, as we say, it's a multi-award winning comedy, and the company behind it are pretty good as well. They're Mischief Theatre Company have done a few other comedies as well, a comedy about bank robbery and other plays. They're quite a good company. So a great fun night out, I would say, for everybody.
It's interesting that you've seen this, Toby, because I thought that this play is a very visual play, and a lot of the comedy is visual. So you would need the audio description to bring that out, and yet it really works for you then.
Yeah, it does. And I think, you know, there was a lot of research that the describers did before, you know, working on this comedy production, about how best to describe comedy working with blind and partially sighted people. And for this particular production, and those people who have seen it, it's more about the slapstick and the physical comedy things that happen rather than necessarily what the actors are saying, because it's very much a play within a play. But it's all those, you know, it's those funny things that happen. It's, you know, falling bits of scenery, you know, people getting slapped in the face and stuff and things like that. It is pretty hilarious, I would say.
Well, you've really whetted our appetite, as always. But a lot of information there. And if you want to find out where these productions are, and Northern Bally, that's touring, isn't it?
It is touring, and they've got their production of Jane Eyre that's on tour at the moment as well. So, you know, opportunities to not just see The Little Mermaid, but other productions.
So how can we get all the details from what's coming up with Vocalise with audio description?
If people have access to the internet, they can go to our website, which is vocalise.co.uk. And Vocalise is V-O-C-A-L-E-Y-E-S. We also are on social media, on Twitter and Facebook and things. But if people don't have access to the internet, they can always give us a call in the office on 020-7375-1043. And we can sign them up to our newsletter that goes out 3 times a year in print, braille and on audio CD.
Toby, always a pleasure to chat with you, and we look forward to speaking with you very soon.
Thanks so much indeed, Simon.